Okay. So yeah, here's Eric. Just take care of you from here, okay? Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thanks, William.
Hey, Eric, how are you? My name's Matt.
Hey there, Matt. How you doing today?
I cannot complain. It's Wednesday, right?
Right on, halfway through.
Exactly. So how's business going for Cowdog over there?
It is booming currently. Thanks for asking.
Okay, good. That's good. You know, sometimes business is booming, sometimes not. You guys have, 97 Google reviews already, so guys are definitely on a good start, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Google reviews, I mean, it's great for some potential new clients, and then really becomes irrelevant after you start swapping over to more like commercial and industrial. But it's odd. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely made for more of the residential side of reviewers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you definitely need it for residential, but commercial, you know, it helps, though, when they Google you, and obviously on Google to see, like, okay, yeah, they're a legit company. They got 97 Google reviews. So, I mean, you're right on track to being almost 100. So, I mean, you'll definitely get there. I mean, let me ask you this. I mean, how have you guys how's Google been treating you thus far? Have you been getting any work from Google?
Yeah, Google's been great. We have a steady inflow from our website that we've spun up. So yeah, just had three new potential residential guys hit me up today looking for service. Mm-hmm.
Good. I mean, do you want to increase your traffic on Google? I mean, I'm just trying to,
so,
I mean, obviously we're trying to get an electrician in the area to show up on that first page. I mean, obviously that
would really
help you guys think that's the next level. So, you know.
Right. Yeah. So right now, the way that the business, the way that the business is currently split up is residential. Cool. It's awesome. It's nice little filler jobs, but the main issue with that is the economy is not really there for a lot of people doing improvements or really just maintaining their property. So it will just end up being hey, we're doing an EV charger install, and that's some of the good stuff. But otherwise, we're not really getting like the calls for we just need like an outlet like swapped in or swapped out, which used to be the bread and butter, just quick in and out jobs. And that's mainly just with the economy. People are not really feeling a lot of expenditure in their accounts or possible. A lot of our business currently has been through commercial and industrial. We're currently working on four large-scale projects, and we've gotten all of those through Ultimate Lines, not through Google itself. Yes, we have gotten one or two clients through there, but nothing that's been a long-term partnership. So it's interesting. I mean, it's good that it exists for like the Google search profiles and whatnot, but even without having to do any like keyword stuff, we're still getting plenty of interest and interaction on our site for people reaching out.
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna get some like exposure and whatnot. But I mean, obviously, if I got you on that first page of Google, and anybody in Wake Forest that are typing in, you know, any keyword that relates to your business, that will take you to the next level. And then also I have a pay per lead program that I can bring with Google. It does take some time, Eric, to get you vetted for it. Because, you know, I actually have an electrician. They're in Florida, but I mean, I have electricians all over. I have several in, even in North Carolina, but I have an electrician that spends $40,000 a month with me, right, out of Florida. So electricians can grow, right? And they can really take Google to the next level because Google's the number one platform that everybody goes to find a business. Right.
Yep.
And so some companies take, you know, okay, yeah, I'm getting a little bit of results and yeah, you know, I'm definitely getting some business off of Google. And then some companies really triple down on Google. Right. And what I mean by that is, you know, getting you first on the map section on the organic side on the first page is really going to help you affordably take your business to that next level. That's phase one. Okay. So anybody in Wake Forest that types in all the keywords that relate and they see you under the, what they call the businesses sections, the map pack is what other people will say, right? That will ultimately help you. Okay. Secondly is getting you those paper leads. Okay. Paper leads are the best leads money can buy. Okay. Cause Google has that program, right? Where those leads come in the form of a phone call, right? And you can get commercial on that as well, but it's mainly focused on residential because that's what Google's really focused on, right, is residential work, right? So, but
right.
The nice thing is on those paper leads, right, you get to talk to those people, Eric, and before you ever pay for the lead, you have a decision to make. Do you want the lead or do you not want the lead, right? And if you don't like the lead, then you can simply turn it down and you don't have to pay for that call.
Right. Yeah. No, it seems familiar with how Yelp and a few other services do their
operations. But Yelp and Angie's share the lead, right? Google doesn't share this call. So it's just going exclusively to you. So if you like a lead, right? Right. It's a way more quality lead, but it's probably going to be obviously, more expensive than a Yelp or Angie's because it is more quality. And you're showing at the very tippy top of Google for whatever areas that we want to put you in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now it does take time to get that set up. I mean, it's a full vetting process. Google does not let any business just participate in this. They're going to look at you, do a background check. They want to see the limited liability insurance. They want to see all the who, what, when, where, and how. But once we go through that 2-month vetting process, right, and get you pre-approved for that, then you could start taking those leads, Eric, and really, you know, adding that extra fuel to the fire than just my basic package of getting you on the first page, okay?
Uh-huh.
So those leads, by the way, do you have a North Carolina license? They call it a
special. Yes, sir, unlimited.
Okay. Gotcha. So you got limited. Okay, cool. And then you have at least
unlimited.
$100K in general liability, I would assume, correct?
Yes, sir. And unlimited is the license, not limited.
Okay. And your general liability insurance, though, you have at least $100,000 in that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Most guys have over $1 million. So, and then no felonies over the last 10 years now, correct?
Not personally.
Okay, good. Just making sure. All right, so those qualified leads, okay, they, like I said, they come in a phone call, you talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and if it's, like, making sense to spend the $51 for that lead, you spend it. But during the course of that phone call, you're like, I don't like this call. It's not going to generate a decent amount of job to spend $51. Guess what, Eric? You can trim that lead down. You don't have to pay for that call. Show me
mm-hmm.
another platform like that. Doesn't exist. You know?
Yeah, I'm not super versed in it.
Yeah. So the cool thing is a lot of my guys eventually go towards those leads. That's why I got a guy, like I said, in Florida that's spending $40,000 a month with me because he's taking a lot of those leads. Okay. Yes, he's a bigger size company, right? He's got 15
mm-hmm.
guys out on the streets and he's got 15 trucks and, you know, he's definitely a bigger company. So my point is, the cool thing with electrical, you know, you guys can turn on and off these leads at any time, Eric, right? And add that for the filler. So when you do need those extra leads, right, you have them. But when you don't need the leads, and like let's say that week you're just too busy to take on those extra leads, you can turn them off at any time. You have full control of like turning it on and off. Does that make sense, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'm talking to you about, Eric, is my ideal package. Okay. That's what most of my guys start with. So first phase is get you on the map section where all the keywords that relate to your business, you show up on that first page, organically speaking. Okay. While we're working on that, right, we're working on getting you eventually set up for the paper leads too to take in addition to the basic package. Okay. Now, let's say somebody types in a keyword in your area, but they don't call you. What do we do then? Okay. Well, we actually
mm-hmm.
run what they call a retargeting ad. Okay. So I don't know if you ever had this experience, Eric, where you type something into Google and then like 10 minutes, 20 minutes later, you're watching a YouTube video and you start seeing ads for something you typed in earlier. Have you ever had that experience before?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we run this concept called a retargeting ad just like that, okay? But we actually use Facebook, that platform, to show the ad, okay? So why Facebook over anywhere else? Well, Facebook's actually the second most visited place besides Google, okay? So
true.
Obviously we want to make sure that we're dominating there and not just, you know, being there, okay? So that's what we would do. We would link that person that typed that keyword into your area. Every time that that person logs on to Facebook, they're going to see an ad from Cowdog Electric since they typed a keyword that related to your business to motivate them to want to call you in addition to Google. Pretty cool, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, definitely makes sense. I think the main thing that's stopping me right now is, like you've even said, the main purpose of going through Google is going to be helping out with residential. We have not really seen the economy shift towards residential to a point to where we would feel comfortable swapping of any portion of our business to accommodate more of those types of calls.
Sure. But you haven't really experienced being on the first page of Google either, right? You've gotten some Google leads, but you really haven't experienced. So, because, I mean, I have probably 100 electricians throughout the country that would argue completely against your statement, right? So, you know, you just haven't experientialized what the true power of Google and unlocked it, right, to experience fully what that would do for your business, because I hear you, like, completely 100% agree with you to some extent that you're probably experiencing from your current results with Google that you're just not getting, you know, a consistent flow of jobs that will pay you enough, right, to go out and meet with that customer. But if I can unlock like more power where number one, you're showing up on the first page of Google, but number two, bringing a paper lead to the table where you can decipher that job, right? Then that changes the things and the elements a little bit. Wouldn't you agree?
Possibly. Let's get down to more like numbers here. So yes, sure. These guys are spending $40,000. Yes, they're getting a lot of jobs. What is the average job size that they're getting here? Like what are the turnarounds for?
I mean, that's going to vary.
Are we looking at just like a whole bunch of like $300 jobs or a bunch of $500 jobs?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. Okay. I mean, obviously electrical work is going to vary all over. Like you go and start like an EV charger in the garage versus like, you know, you changing out some electrical sockets versus like you do a panel. I mean, the jobs are going to vary. I mean, I would say based upon my feedback, because I mean, I even have an electrician in Hawaii that I took, right? Mm-hmm. And like really scaled that guy too, right? I mean, obviously Hawaii is not as super big as certain other areas, but my point is like, you know, he even talks to me all the time and he's like, their average job that they're seeing that I'm getting across the board is about $400 consistently is the average job that my electricians are getting. You know, sometimes they'll say 350, sometimes they'll say 500, right? So, you know, it's going to vary, but, you know, I would say 400 is what I'm hearing mostly from my electrical guys from being on the first page of Google. Like, that being the average, obviously you're going to get, you know, bigger jobs, right? You know, the jobs that are going to pay thousands to down to, like I said, the average of 400. But even if I got you a 300, let's say worst case scenario, it averages in your area 300. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, number one, my basic package runs $299 a month, right? That includes you being on the first page of Google. And then out of that package, we spend $100 in retargeting ads. Okay. So super affordable. Okay. That thing will definitely get you a good return on investment. Okay. Now the paper leads do have some costs. We do have to spend $250 to pay for your background check and all the paperwork and everything. So if you decide you wanted to do that and get that rolling today, obviously it would be $549 instead of $299 your first month, but that's basically how that would break down. Okay. Now those paper leads are $51 a pop. Okay. So let's fast forward in 2 months. We got you approved the vetting process. Google did the background. Everything's done, right? We're done, right? We're now ready to start taking those leads, Eric. Okay. How that works is you have to basically buy like prepaid amounts. Okay. So what do I mean by that? Well, Google is going to make you buy 13 leads of those, right? At a batch. Okay. So 13 times 51, that's $663. Okay. Again, this is 2 months down the road. Okay. So we sit down, you've been approved. We're now like July, let's say, okay, Eric, let's pay for the 13 leads. Let's just handle the $663 transaction. You pay for it. Now you can start taking from those 13 leads. What a lot of my electricians do, Eric, is they'll take two of those leads, two solid 51s, right? And then after those, they take two solid of those calls. They turn it off and they keep it off until they work those two 51s, right? And then once one of those two turn into a solid job, then they turn it back on, right? And they keep wash, rinse, and repeating it like that, right? And
makes sense.
That strategy obviously works very well. Let's say it takes you 2 months to go through the 13 leads. Once you go through those 13 pay per leads, then it auto reloads at another 13 at a time.
Right.
So you go through the 13. Let's say it takes you 2 months, right? Another 13, right? And so those 13 leads are really like there for filler, right? When you need those extra leads, in addition to my basic package, right? But the good news is, right, all three of those levels combined will give you, no matter what, a healthy ROI. Yes, my basic package will work, right? It'll bring several thousands of dollars worth of business, my basic package of $299 a month, okay? But it's only going to go so far, okay? As I always am honest with everybody, right? So it will get you a great return on investment. It'll help you get on that first page of Google, right? It'll keep, and my tools to help you get the 5-star reviews are fantastic, right? Because you put the client's information in the system, it does the automated text message. Thank you for using CowDog Electric. Our business is built on 5-star reviews. We really appreciate your business. Please do us a favor and click on this link to leave us a 5-star review. Again, thank you for using our business, right? Something like that, like our tools send out. And then what's cool too with us, Eric, is anytime somebody leaves a 5-star review, right, we actually have AI tied to it where it'll help generate a response to their review. Okay. So let's say somebody wrote, hey, we appreciate, you know, this company, CowDog, they were fast and prompt, right? Well, the AI will use those fast and prompt in the review, response, and it will make it like generate it, and it's super clean and it's like saves you a lot of time and resources. So you'll be able to respond to all those 5-star reviews with that tool. Not to mention, okay. And I'd be willing to do this for you, okay? I only have three other guys that I've given this out to, okay? And I like – because I like electrical guys. But I would be willing to bring you an AI robot, right, to use for your business, and I won't charge you for it, okay? We've invested $1 million already over the last 10 months developing an AI robot to handle phone calls. So let's say somebody calls you at 10 o'clock at night, okay? I have an AI robot that's so powerful right now that will sound normal, that will engage your clients, right, answer questions, book appointments, all that stuff that I would be willing to give for you to try for your business, obviously, okay, because we just got out of beta with it with our company, right, and after investing $1 million into it. I've, like I said, only given it out to three other guys that I've given it for free, right? Eventually, one day, we're going to charge money for this. That's why we spent all that money on it. But I would be able to give it to you to use for your business, wouldn't charge you anything. And obviously, my team would have to sit down with you guys and, like, really dial it in, right, for CowDog. But that technology will really help you save time, too, on answering phone calls, right? Because let's say you're busy or whatnot. Well, the AI robot never sleeps. It never takes a break. It never calls out sick, right? So it can help you answer those calls, and people are very fascinated on it, okay? Like, I can give you – I'll text you a number you can call, and you can see for yourself, right? Like, because I had my team set up something recently. So, like, some of my clients can just test it out, see what it's kind of like. But what's so cool about it is it's really, really dialed in, right? We can have it do all kinds of things for your business, right? And like I said, I'd throw that in for you so you wouldn't have to pay for that.
Nice. Personally, don't see value in AI. I think it kind of takes away from the authenticity of the human-to-human interaction, which is what a lot of these residential customers are looking for whenever you're coming into the household.
Yeah.
So I do appreciate the offer, but we pass on that one.
That's where it comes in here. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying.
Right.
I completely understand. But, you know, all my business owners that call back and then talk to my AI bot and whatnot and, like, had an interaction, they're like, whoa, that thing is cool. right? Because that's the way of the world that is going. I hear you. Like, a lot of people are fighting it right now, Eric, but
you,
to be honest
you think
with you.
So. I used to, my last job was in AI and in developing it. I just don't see the value in it. It's tearing away from the social fabric.
I mean, we obviously invested $1 million into it for a reason. So, you know, we're a $3 billion company here, you know? So, I mean, we're Google's biggest partner, not by accident. So we obviously, you know, understand that, you know, having a personal assistant that can take phone calls in the evenings and act, I'm not saying to replace you. Not, that's not what I'm communicating at all.
Oh, I'm not taking that excited. You're good.
Yeah. To assist you, right? That can definitely be very beneficial for your business, right? And some guys, they don't like AI. You know, they don't see value in it at all, but you know, having a robot, like you haven't seen the power of this type of robot yet. Because obviously if you had, you'd have a whole different viewpoint on it, right? So companies, including ours, have developed the technology now that these things sound like a real human and they respond quickly and they can actually have a full-on interaction like you and I are having. That's where AI has gotten to now. But obviously it's been programmed. It's like it didn't get there like by accident. It's taken like 10 months of us developing it. It's not like it's just AI ChatGPT behind it. It's not like that at all. It's full on like programmed and full on dialed in now. Like it's a whole like different story now that we're in.
Yeah. Cut some weights, trying to make it sound more personal. Yeah. Like I said, I worked in AI before. I'm aware of all this. We're really not going to touch the AI stuff at all.
And that's fine. And like, that's totally, what do you think about the AI response to the 5-star reviews?
Wouldn't touch it with a pole.
So then fine. We can totally keep all AI products completely out of the service. We're talking about first and foremost, right? You know, I have all the tools and things to bring to the table. First off, you know, having you on that first page of Google, right? That's what we're talking about. So organically, you show up there. Secondly, you know, we can work towards getting those paper leads to add that extra fuel on the fire. And overall, I'll be able to bring all that to the table, Eric, so that, you know, you start growing the residential side and really experientializing Google for what it's worth and start getting those $400 jobs now by doing all this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So based on that. What were we going to say?
I was saying, so the 300 to 500 range we were talking about for these residential jobs, regardless if we're growing it or not, it turns into a what our worker count is, how busy they are, and how spaced out these jobs are. I don't see us quite trying to expand in the residential side. Right now, we are making the majority of our money off of commercial and industrial. In comparison, yes, you could do a good $400 jobs, and then boom, you've got yourself a nice little paycheck there. However, we are currently outpacing that spread even during the same amount of time that a normal commercial job would currently take.
Sure, I mean commercials.
So while I do
pay.
See, you get it. Like you said, you've been working with electricians already. The way that we're even getting these commercial jobs, there's internal bid boards, there's relationships that we're building up with these GCs across the country. I'm not seeing really how and where we would be gaining any value from being on the first page of Google for residential here.
Well, because people are going to see you on that first page, because most people stop at the first page. Right, Eric?
Right, and you're saying people.
So
who are these people? Are they residential or are they commercial?
93% of the time, they go to Google. Mm-hmm. They Google it. That's why Google is the biggest company in the world, not by accident, right? So they Google right?
Yep.
So when whoever shows up in Wake Forest on that first page, that's who they're typically calling, okay? And you just can get a little bit out of that, Yelp can get a little bit out of that, but typically Angie's and Yelp are just redirecting people to their site by running Google ads. That's how they pretty much do it. Okay. So Google didn't become the biggest company in the world by accident. How they get there? Okay. By having the platform. Okay. They're the number one platform for a reason, right? So that's why I love what I do. That's why I have over 1,400 clients successfully with my company and been here for so long, right? Is because I have the capability to be able to get you there, right? Get you that exposure and still keep it affordable at the same time. Yeah, we don't need to do the pay-per-leads. You know, if you want to just, you know, start small with me, right? Start experientializing it. Get yourself on Google, right? It's $2.99 a month. Look, if I'm not getting you the performance, you're not going to stay with me. It's that simple, right? But the nice thing is all the leads are tracked. I'm going to be able to tell you, okay, you got this many leads from being on the first page of Google. You got this many leads from Facebook because we ran these retargeting ads. Let's talk about all of it, right? And then over time, like I've done with a lot of electricians, Eric, you know, we could always add more fuel to the fire, you know. So I'm not saying that, look, let's spend $5.49 today, but, you know, even starting with that $2.99 package, right, $10 a day, right, that's going to definitely give you a good return on investment, you know. And literally I'll have this thing humming so where – you'll be able to see and I'll be able to see, right, really how things are going and if it makes more sense to double down or triple down on Google on the residential side over time. What do you think of that?
I think once again, we're in the same little circle here of I'm just not seeing the value in residential for the next foreseeable future.
So when my guy called you just recently, right, because we are trying to get somebody on that first page in Wake Forest because of the position just became available. Google just let us know because we are their biggest partner, right? So we obviously are trying to fill that, okay? So when my guy just talked to you, what did he talk to you about? Did he talk to you about getting on residential, or was he mainly, like, talking to you just now
He was talking to me about trying to get us just on the Google front page for searching for Wake Forest for all of our keywords.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I can get, I mean, you'll get commercial off of it too, right? But, you know, Google.
That's the thing. The breakdown between the two just isn't there. I mean, like, whenever, like I just said, how we're getting our current commercial industrial work, there is, like, there's things that are unrelated to Google. There are bid board sites out there where we're placing out bids, where you got to prove your merit.
Totally.
And we're building the relationships with the guys. We have yet to have a GC contact us through the website. And like you said, a majority of these people are going to be residential. So I just don't see the value for us to be plopping down money for calls that we would not be interested in.
Okay. So you're looking
I appreciate
the higher paying jobs, and that's what you guys want to put your attention and focus only on at this point.
Yep. Exactly. Now, if you'd like a few of the other electricians in the area that we could recommend that would possibly benefit from this, we can do that. But
yeah, I mean, like, if you know somebody that we should contact in Wake Forest, I'd love to call them and say, hey, Eric over at Cow Dog told me to give you a call. I mean, definitely can do that, you know. The good news is, too, you know, Eric, you know, you recommend somebody to us, you know, like, I have the ability, like, you know, you'd have to first pay, but then I can give you, like, let's say somebody signed up with me, right? I can give you, like, a free month of service with us, you know, if that's something you would want to take advantage of, you know, just kind of show, you know, good faith and, you know, give back to you.
I do appreciate it. I will give you a quick little list of a few of the other electricians in the area. If you could not mention me, that would be fantastic.
Sure.
All right, perfect. First one, A and E Electric.
Okay.
That's a good one. Trip Electric. Two P's in there. And those are going to be the two that we can recommend.
Okay. Yeah. Let me go ahead and take a look at those guys. I'm sure they're already in our system, but I'll definitely check. And, yeah, I appreciate your time, and I definitely wish you great success this year on your commercial side. And
right back,
you know,
at you. Sorry, we're not the best fit for you. Absolutely.
Hey, no, look, it's not the end of the world, Eric. You know, like I said, you know, some people, you know, this makes sense for and, like, really want to grow their business on Google, and some people, they're not trying to focus that attention. So, you know, but
true.
You know,
and hey, you got a good, you got a good salesman attitude.
Focusing on both. What's that?
I was just saying you got a good salesman attitude to you.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's like I said. I mean, you know, a lot of guys, they don't want to spend money either. So, you know, how it goes. So, you know, but I always tell them, look, you get what you spend. You have to spend a little to make money, right? So, but definitely appreciate it, Eric. And I wish you much success, okay? You have a wonderful day, okay?
Right back at you. Best of luck on the next few calls.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.